full of lies.
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Already?
Yeah, we're going to get to this in just a second. Stop it.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Oh, I know what you mean.
He wants to broadcast, George.
I just thought you were being,
I think you grabbed his.
We're going to pause 10 seconds for station identification.
A complete halt by a wheels-off comment.
I just thought he was being weird. Okay.
Well, that's always a possibility.
Technical meltdown.
You see my right foot? It's pressed down firmly on the pedal marked high quality.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week.
Way too honest to be on here right now.
On the Little Ticket.
All right, we will give you three e-brake candidates, and then you can vote on them at 888-787-1310. And we always encourage you to vote responsibly. All right, candidate number one comes to us from that show known as Intentional Grounding on Wednesday nights with David Moore and Robert Wolanski. Well, David Moore, he has that problem of not listening sometimes, like we all do. We've all been guilty of that here, where someone will say something, and we're concentrating so much on what we're about to say that we don't really hear what that person is doing or saying. Well, that happens here to David Moore when Robert Wolanski is trying to throw it to a break, and then David interrupts him trying to throw it to a break by telling him it's time to go to a break. The first voice you hear is the great Dwayne Carraway, and then you hear Bob Wolanski trying to throw it to a break.
You know, if they continue to move like this, we then owe them the pep rally to let them know that we love them and are behind them 100%. It's only going to build up their confidence.
All right, when we come back to Intentional Grounding.
We should move to a break right now, Robert.
I'm just literally trying to do that. I trampled on you.
I didn't mean to do that.
When we come back.
You've had a hard day, buddy.
When we come back to Intentional Grounding, these three gentlemen will talk while I will listen. Next on the Ticket.
Hi, this is George DiGio.
Man, those guys hate each other.
The conflicts in the hallways are legendary up here between those two. It's amazing that it's still on the air. How do they keep going when they hate each other?
I don't know. Kat tells us all the time that he has to have these big meetings with them both to try to calm them down.
I know for a fact that HR has gotten involved in their relationship about 12, 15 times.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's David Moore up for an e-break. And then that brings us to candidate number two, one Bob Sturm from Bad Radio. He was trying to talk about a mythical character. And I think the name he's looking for here is Paul Bunyan. Paul Bunyan.
In college now, you're trying to run the same guys out there every play.
I'm sitting there on Saturday looking at Jonathan Gray, feeling like I was promised Adrian Peterson. And, I mean, dude, out of high school, he was John Bunyan.
Yeah.
Do you remember what a big deal him choosing Texas was supposed to be? But anyway,
what's John Bunyan?
Folk hero, strong John Bunyan, mythical.
Is he the one with the ox?
Paul Bunyan?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was John Bunyan.
Yeah.
John Bunyan was a preacher in like the 1600s. I think probably like...
I'm getting my preachers and my folk heroes.
John Runyon was an offensive lineman.
Okay.
All awesome guys.
You know who I met.
To the expectation. You
know who I met. I thought maybe I was an idiot. No, I don't know. I've never heard anyone use a football player in Paul Bunyan, though, either. That's why.
Yeah, William Wallace, mythological figure that you're not going to believe when you finally see him.
I like John Bunyan better.
Moby Dick.
He'll be on the Muses tomorrow.
All right, let's continue down to Waco here. Let's give Waco at least a few minutes.
I love how Dan says that. What is John Bunyan?
It's John Bunyan.
What is?
Oh, that's funny.
So Bob thought he was promised a preacher in that Texas backfield.
Yes, and he did not get that.
TC actually had the best line of that whole thing.
The John Runyon.
John Runyon, the offensive lineman.
Funny.
Speaking of TC.
Uh-oh.
He's had a rather rough week, and it starts with a very strange noise made in a ticker tease. And then a meltdown where he couldn't read his own writing.
I'm TC, Rolanda McClain Status, next. The Business Tickers, a service of BDO accounts and consultants, and TexasLending.com. Dow Jones is up 28 to 10.16. I don't know what I wrote there. The Dow Jones is up 28. S&P is up 1 to 1907.
I love that. I love that sound.
Recon. Recon.
That's running together, Rolando McClain.
Recon.
Sounds like he's regurgitating something.
Everyone's calling him Rolando, which I guess is what we're going with. I just can't help but call him Rolando. Because of, I guess, Rolando Blockman. Blockman? Rolando Blackman. I just automatically say Rolando when I see that name.
Yeah, I do too.
Rolando.
Although, you know, there were people that said Rolando Blackman, and that always sounded wrong to me.
Yeah. Sounds so New Jersey.
And Rolando.
And then, of course, it was always wrong to me that in the NBA there was also a Ronaldo Balkman.
Yeah.
There should not have ever been a Ronaldo Balkman and a Rolando Blackman.
No. All right, let's hear the tease one more time just to hear that noise.
I'm TC, Rolando McClain status, next.
TC makes funny noises. He had
the whole.
You know what was funny there is not only the noise, but his sigh after the noise.
The defeat.
All right, one more time.
I'm TC, Rolando McClain status, next.
It's like he knows that's going to be replayed forever now.
Right. What was the other TC noise?
The whole.
All right, so those are your three candidates. David Moore, The Bob Sturm Show, or TC. 888-787-1310. Hello, you are on Ticket AM and FM. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
The alternative lifestyle of Dan McDowell's face fupa.
I don't think that's a candidate, sir. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio.
Yeah, I'm going to vote for Ja Bunyan.
Ja Bunyan. All right, thank you. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Reginald Queen Gumquat?
Nope. Hello, you're on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM.
Am I on FM America?
Yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Go. Okay. I'll take David Moore and Gordon's Pink Pony Plug.
We'll register that David Moore vote. Hello, you are on the ticket.
Muses, Gordon, Stan Andersky, Ruben's boss. Give me that Gentile David Moore. Muzzle. Good things.
Good Not voice. Bad. Not bad. Hi, you're on the ticket.
I'd like to responsibly vote for TC, and I want to make love to you madly, Giorgio.
Okay, we'll talk about that later. Hello, you are on the ticket, voting in the e-break.
I'm voting responsibly. I'd like to vote for TC. I miss the Ebola song, and I love you madly, Giorgio.
Well, there's that guy. Hello, you're on the ticket. Well, it's TC trying to vote for himself. Well, we'll register the vote anyway. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I would like to vote for the legendary Sergio Sturm.
Okay, thank you, sir. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio.
I would like to vote for the show with the greatest new theme song, which is titled Jeb of the Week. I'd like to vote for Dan McDowell. For Bob, I should.
Bob, okay, yeah, we got you down for Bob. Hello, you're on the ticket.
Yes, I'd like to vote for Hooter Brown, not Squirrel.
What's going on?
I don't know. Hello, you're on the ticket, America's favorite radio station.
Hey, George.
Yeah.
You going to spank your chicken this week?
Nope. It's called whip the chicken, sir. It's what happens when a team beats another team. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, sounds like TC was whipping that chicken.
It's Rick Renner voting. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yes, I'd like to vote for TC, and I love you, Gordo.
Well, there you go, Gordo.
Who's
you
this guy?
Someone who likes you out there. And ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner. TC Fleming.
I'm TC, Rolando McClain status, next. The Business Ticker is a service of BDO Accounts and Consultants and TexasLending.com. Dow Jones is up 28 to 10.16.5. Geez, I don't know what I wrote there. The Dow Jones is up 28. S&P is up 1 to 1907.
I will say this. I've enjoyed TC doing ticket tickers. I think he's doing a good job.
What a pro. But he's our pro.
But he does yank that e-brake from time to time. How many is that?
Seventh win. Ties his leader, Jerry Jones.
TC and Jarrett tied at seven all time.
We're gone.
All right. It's 8.